Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Okay, so for a lot of us, myself included, today is the first day back to work. So now the dust is settling, the holidays are over, maybe the Christmas wrapping is in the bin, the mince pies have been eaten, there's still a few Quality Street lurking around the Spirit Radio office, but it's kind of the time of year when a lot of us decide, okay, now we have to get back to kind of healthy eating again, and lots of New Year's resolutions are resurrected when we say, yeah, we're going to get fit and healthy again. And maybe you take out a gym membership and the gyms are jammed in January and come February they're empty again. Well, hopefully my next guest will be able to give us some tips and support as well. He's a psychologist who's also a health and fitness personal trainer who turned to a plant-based diet 6 years ago. Now, a few weeks ago, we were talking to Pete the Vet about Veganuary, where people go vegan for January. And of course, many continue on with that. And he believes that, you know, for us to be well, it's really a combination of things. It's our mental health, our physical health, our emotional and our spiritual health as well, and also of course our diet is really important. It's great to have with me on the line John Sheehy. Good morning, John. How are you?
Morning, Wendy. How are you? Thanks
well,
for having me on.
I know you're going to give us some kind of tips on kind of getting back into the swing of things shortly, but first I just wanted to talk to you a little bit about your experience in terms of kind of switching your diet. Tell us what made you kind of change your mind. Was there a trigger or something that made you think, okay, I need a complete overhaul, or was it more of a gradual thing?
Yeah, well, the initial motivation came across from stumbling across a documentary called Earthlings. Reading some books by the likes of Peter Singer and Gary Francione, which kind of questions humanity's use of animals for food. But then, so the initial motivation was ethical, but then I was further encouraged when I found out about the huge health benefits associated with eating a plant-based diet. So it kind of went from there.
So what sort of an impact has it had on you then? It must have been a difficult transition to make.
Well, it wasn't really, because the primary motivation was ethical. But I sort of leaned into it gradually. I went from a vegetarian to a vegan over the space of about 2 years. So it wasn't that difficult. The main thing was to, you know, do the necessary research. And I found resources like the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine and NutritionFacts.org very helpful in that regard. And you'll find as well that there are really a lot of vegan alternatives and vegetarian alternatives to the foods that you used to eat. So it's more about kind of substituting foods rather than giving up anything in particular, you know. And you'll find a lot of these alternatives also, apart from being slightly more helpful, are also, you know, very, very tasty as well. So
there's,
you know,
a lot more
options. The transition
options,
wasn't very that difficult.
There's a lot more options out there.
I think
people listening might be saying, okay, yeah, you know, I can handle giving up things like meat, for example, maybe fish, but I'd miss things like, you know, yogurt with my granola or cheese or things like that. Talk to me a little bit why you feel kind of giving up the dairy side of things was important for you.
Yeah, again, I suppose it was an ethical motivation there too. But the thing is, I wasn't really giving up anything. I was more substituting, like I say, for more healthful options. You know, so all of these things you speak of, these dairy products, you know, the milk or the cheese or whatever, you can find plant-based alternatives to these fairly easily. So it wasn't like I was giving up anything in particular. I was more displacing less healthy foods for more healthy ones.
So what would you kind of replace all those sorts of things with that you'd recommend?
Well, whatever it is you fancy or whatever it is you like to eat, I would just substitute for the plant-based version of it. So if it's cheese you like to eat, I would sub that for a plant-based version of a cheese, or, you know, the milks, for example. If you walk into any, you know, decent supermarket these days, you're going to find a range of plant-based milks, everything from hemp to soy to hazelnut, you know, almond milk. There's many, many different versions of plant milks out there, for example, you know, if you're looking to substitute, for example, dairy milk with something more healthy.
Yeah, there's really so many more options out there.
Yeah.
John, you're a psychologist and a personal trainer, and I think a lot of people, whether they're deciding, you know, to cut back on dairy or meat or sugar or just try and get a bit more healthy, it's a really difficult thing to do because they're kind of, I don't know, well, we're addicted really, aren't we, to sugar and fats a lot of the time. How do you kind of start changing your mindset when it comes to just trying to be a bit healthier?
Yeah, again, a lot of it revolves around doing the proper research and going to the proper sources. Because I think for a lot of the general public, there's huge confusion around what's healthy and what's not healthy. And we're hearing something different every day, aren't we? So what I try to do is, you know, because I do have a research background, is go to good, reliable, credible academic sources. And you'll find with these sources too that they often break it down in a kind of a palatable way for the layperson. So for me, it was say it was relatively easy. I just went to the various sources and took it from there. Literally, a 12-year-old with a half an hour on the internet could do it. And like I say, there are, you know, more and more and more options arising for people who wish to eat a more healthful plant-based diet today.
What would be your advice for someone, John, who feels pretty unfit at the moment, maybe was a little too wedded to the couch over the last few weeks, but wants to get out and get fit again, but just isn't quite sure where to start or how to start?
Yeah, what I always say to people is, people ask me all the time, what's the best exercise to do? And what I say is to do the exercise that you enjoy doing and repeat it. You know, again, there's a lot of confusion. Should I do yoga? Should I go work with a personal trainer? Should I swim? Should I run? Should I walk? What is it I should do? Well, like I say, try and find something, an activity, a physical activity that you enjoy doing and repeat it. And like the plant-based diet, I suggest easing into these things. And also, if you're making any sort of dramatic changes, you know, in your lifestyle in regards to what you eat or the type of exercise you do, I'd strongly recommend you consult your doctor. That's the first thing.
If you're going to make a change. Yeah, so kind of making a big change. Going back to kind of having a more plant-based diet, and I know you've mentioned, John, look, there's loads of different options out there and there's much more kind of affordable options out there and kind of in every supermarket there's kind of plant-based alternatives. What about then when you kind of go out to restaurants and cafes? How do they do when it comes to vegan food?
Yeah, what I'm finding now is more and more and more restaurants are offering vegetarian and vegan options. And what's interesting is sometimes I don't eat out a lot myself, but sometimes I hear from my clients in that if you call the restaurants in advance and explain that you're a vegetarian or a vegan or whatever it is, that they're more than happy to accommodate you. Often they're almost excited about the idea of trying to, you know, the challenge in trying to accommodate you and prepare the vegan food for you. So, I mean, that's what I'd recommend. I recommend, you know, if you're really concerned about having that option to you, research in advance the restaurants and what the offerings they have. A lot of them have their menus online, and you can make little adjustments to their menus, you know, as well, or to the various dishes being offered by, for example, leaving cheese out of a vegetarian pizza, or, you know, just going for, let's say, a veggie Indian or veggie Italian or veggie Chinese or whatever it is you fancy, just have the vegetarian or the veggie version of it. And most of these are naturally vegan anyway, you know.
So sometimes there isn't even too much kind of reworking that has to be done, but you got to ask, as you say. I know that you have a background in psychology, but you're a retraining as an RE teacher, but you've been doing some interesting research into what people believe Jesus's diet might have been like. What have you uncovered, John?
What I have found is that many scholars claim that the first Christians, they were known as the Ebionites or the Nazarenes, they adhered to a sort of simple living, non-violent and strict vegetarian diet, which caused a bit of a rumpus in the early church, which was quite interesting, I think, between Peter and James and St. Paul. Peter and James, based in headquarters in Jerusalem, were saying, listen, you know, we need to keep this strict and tight, where Paul was sort of more popularizer, looking to kind of stretch out to more. So he was saying, listen, be more lenient on what people eat and all the rest. It was clear that Jesus emerged from this particular group in first century Judaism, known as the Ebionites, and most likely maintained a vegetarian diet. Now, even on a personal level, I can't really conceive of Jesus as somebody that could harm anybody, man or animal, you know.
That's kind of your feeling on it, yeah.
Yeah, it kind of fits in kind of ethically as well to Jesus' perspective from kind of a spiritual point of view too, you know.
Well, you mentioned earlier, John, just about for you kind of looking for good information when it comes to what we eat. Is there any kind of particular places you'd recommend for people to go to search for information on plant-based diets?
Oh, definitely, yeah. I would, first of all, you can find me on Facebook under John Sheehy Health and Fitness. But also, I'd strongly recommend the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. That's PCRM.org. They have something like 140,000 different physicians contribute to that website, and it's really excellent. And it breaks it down, like I said earlier, in a kind of a palatable way for the layperson. So, you know, it's to make it easy to kind of implement in a practical way in your daily life a more healthy eating style. And also nutritionfacts.org, for those that are interested in the more kind of heavy-duty science behind it all.
Well, very interesting stuff indeed. John, thank you so much for joining us on the programme this morning. That was John Sheehy there. And as John mentioned, if you want to find out more about him or get in touch with him, you can just look up John Sheehy Health and Fitness on Facebook.
The Health Slot was brought to you by OpticalRooms.com, the future for eye care. OpticalRooms.com.